It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hey there. Welcome to the show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend. Today we're speaking with Dr. Lisa Abaid. We're so happy to have her on the show today to be with you and share her expertise with you on a number of topics. But primarily in this show, we want to explore robotic surgery. Welcome, Dr. Abaid.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've helped countless women in Southern California with gynecological disorders, and you bring with you a sense of great hope for many more who are suffering. That has to be pretty rewarding.
It is. And robotic surgery is, having seen during the course of my training and my career, these surgeries evolve from big up and down open incisions all the way to doing these complex cancer surgeries through four or five little tiny incisions. It's mm-hmm. really amazing how women recover, and I think it's such an improvement in the quality of care that we can provide.
Absolutely. What do you think is the most exciting thing, in your opinion, about this day and age in which we're living, when a woman comes to you with, let's say, early stage ovarian cancer? What can we now do for this woman that we couldn't do 25 years ago?
Well, early stage ovarian cancer is one of the few types of ovarian cancer that we can treat using little tiny incisions. And so, again, rather than a big open surgery, we can put little tiny cameras and little instruments inside and do the types of things that we would need to determine whether or not she needed additional treatment in the form of chemotherapy. So we put a camera in, we remove the ovary, and then we remove the lymph nodes that would be the most likely spots for cancer cells to metastasize or travel to. And once we got that information, we would be able to determine whether or not she required more treatment. Most women with ovarian cancer will require some form of chemotherapy, but there are some women with very, very early cancers where we can save the other ovary, we can save the uterus if that's something that they desire, and mm-hmm. we can avoid additional treatment.
Wow, incredible. Now, tell me a little bit where about these lymph nodes, where they would hang out and where they would be.
For really the three main forms of, or the three most common forms of gynecologic cancer, which is uterine or endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer, and cervical cancer, if cancer cells spread from the pelvic organs, the first place that they would stop would be the pelvic lymph nodes or the periaortic lymph nodes. And those, mm-hmm. we all have thousands of lymph nodes in our body, but the pelvic and periaortic lymph nodes would be the first stop for cells traveling from the uterus or the ovaries. And they're located along the big blood vessels that go out to the legs. They're called the iliac vessels. There's pelvic lymph nodes on either side of the pelvis. And then mm-hmm. the periaortic lymph nodes occur right where, right behind the belly button, right where the aorta, the main blood vessel that comes from the heart, splits to go out to your leg. So mm-hmm. right behind the belly button would be where those higher aortic lymph nodes live.
Right in your center. Okay.
Yep.
What, I wanted to ask you, how long did you personally train before performing your first robotic surgery?
You know, I was fortunate that during my fellowship, which is, you know, I did an OBGYN residency, which was 4 years, and then if we want to do a subspecialty like gynecologic oncology or infertility or urogynecology, there's an additional 3 years of specialty training that's mm-hmm. called a fellowship. And so I was fortunate that from the start of my fellowship in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, we had adopted the robot very, very early. We had done a lot of laparoscopic surgery up until that point, and then the robot in 2005 just revolutionized the types of procedures that we could do through little incisions. And so I had 3 years of robotic surgery training during my fellowship, and I've been at Hogue for 3 years doing a lot of kinds of surgery, but robotic surgery is one of the main types of surgeries I perform.
Fantastic. Is it really quite different from traditional surgery for the physician performing it?
For the physician performing it, it's different from an open incision where you're operating with your hand. It's similar to laparoscopy. Traditional laparoscopy involves using these long, stiff instruments that you hold in your hand and you put through these little incisions. With robotic surgery, the instruments, rather than being long and stiff and holding in your hands, they're actually attached to a robot that you control at a console, which is right next to the patient's mm-hmm. bed. Mm-hmm. And using the console, I actually move my hands the same way I would move my hands if I were operating through a big incision, but I can move these little teeny instruments. It's like shrinking your hands down to a mm-hmm. Half inch in size and being able to operate, you know, using these little teeny tiny hands through mm-hmm. those little incisions.
And I've always wondered this, is it sort of like a camera where everything is exactly opposite, or a mirror where you move right, it moves left, or is it just
No, actually it's like it's the left and the right are not reversed, which would certainly make it more challenging, but it's a true image. And the robotic camera, as opposed to a laparoscopic camera, the robotic camera gives you a 3D view where there's two lenses that are at a little bit of a different angle, so it actually allows your brain to see the image as a 3D image, which is, of course, for safety during surgery, one of the critically important aspects of the robot.
Right, because if it's 2D, then you really can't see what might be going on behind the cyst you might be working on.
Exactly. Your perspective is just not quite as accurate as it is with the 3D camera.
Well, it's revolutionary in every single way. Now, what's the typical recovery time for a woman with MIS or minimally invasive surgery?
Depending on the type of surgery, most women by 2 weeks, and this is for cancer surgery, so taking out the uterus, taking out lymph nodes, taking out the ovaries, by 2 weeks, women say they feel about 90% back to normal. Mm-hmm. And most of my patients go back to work within 2 to 4 weeks, depending on their job. Now, there are some women that even at 4 weeks do still have some fatigue or some tiredness, which is an unavoidable part of surgery, but most women are feeling pretty close to normal at 4 weeks out. And depending, again, I've had a few patients that have gone back to work at a week who are highly motivated and who did exceptionally well, but 2 weeks is probably the average.
Okay, and again, it depends on the woman and her health and what kind of surgery.
Sure.
It's all there. What percent of the surgeries do you perform that are minimally invasive, and then what do you still do regular surgeries as well?
Sure. It depends on the type of cancer. So for uterine or endometrial cancer, virtually all of our surgeries for that type of cancer, and that's the most common type of gynecologic cancer, but virtually all of our surgeries for that type of cancer are done robotically. There are very few reasons that a woman would not be a candidate for robotic surgery if they have endometrial or uterine cancer. With ovarian cancer, about 20% of women who have ovarian cancer will have early stage cancer, which we could do robot, which we could be able to perform their surgery robotically. But mm-hmm. about 75 to 80% will have more advanced cancer, which does require an incision, so that we can put our hands in there, you know, feel everything, make sure that we remove anything that looks like cancer. Cervical cancer is the third most common cancer that we treat, and unless a tumor is exceptionally large, most of those types of cancers can be removed robotically.
What was I going to ask about? Oh, you know, it had something to do with... there's so many questions for you. They just keep coming. Oh, is there any downside to minimally invasive surgery? Any at all?
You know, there's really not. It's obviously, as oncologists, we want to make certain that we're not trading off quicker recovery for a worse outcome from a cancer standpoint, you know, because you would never want to do a minimally invasive surgery if you couldn't have an equivalent cancer outcome that you would through an open incision. And
sure.
There's been some very big studies done, more with laparoscopy, but more we're starting to get a lot more data on robotic surgery as well. And from the data that we have, it looks like doing surgery with these little incisions, women have as good, if not better, of an outcome from a cancer standpoint, meaning are they cancer-free in 5 years? Are they cured of their cancer? So it doesn't look like we're losing anything from a cancer standpoint, but certainly from a recovery standpoint, in terms of short-term things like blood loss, risk of pneumonia, return to work, mm-hmm. how long do you have to be on pain medicine, all of those things are so much better with robotic surgery.
I think we have time for one more question. Do you also treat pelvic pain with MIS?
I'm not as... There are some physicians who focus on pelvic pain. Typically, most of the patients that I see, or most of the women I see, are women who have cancer issues or something that might explain their pain, like fibroids or endometriosis. Unexplained pelvic pain is a tricky thing. I'm certainly glad to see or evaluate somebody with that, but that probably makes up a small portion of the number of women that I see.
Okay, and what is your role currently at Hoge Hospital?
I'm a gynecological oncologist on staff at the hospital. I'm in a private practice with three other gynecologic oncologists, but I do the majority of my surgeries at Hoge.
Okay, and how might people reach you?
They can reach me by making an appointment through my office, which is 949-642-1361. And I'm also available by email. My email is labaid, my last name, at gynoncology.com.
We want to thank you so much, Dr. Abaid, for being with us this morning.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for all the great work you do. It was a total pleasure to have you on the show. We're talking about robotic surgeries for gynecological conditions and some of the new treatments available. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast of this show at hoaghospital.org 24 hours a day and on demand in case you missed something or just want to hear it again. You can download it anytime onto your iPhones, your Shuffles, your iPods, and give this valuable information to your friends so they can listen to it whenever they have the time. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. It is a pleasure to be here with you. Please stay tuned. There is much, much more to come.